You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-295-4183 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-295-4183. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-295-4183. 800-295-4183.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network programmed with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
As we speak, as you're hearing this, we are in Berlin, Germany, bringing you the latest in consumer tech from IFA, and we start presenting it to you with video of all the radio interviews so you can see these cool products beginning next week here on Into Tomorrow. So mark your calendars. You don't want to miss a moment of that. Like the announcer dude said, I am Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
Ed Erasmo at the editing console. This week we're presenting to you interviews you may not have heard from CE Week in New York that we presented to you just a couple of months back because, again, we're in Berlin doing interviews that we're presenting to you next week. I hope you get the idea. Plus, the six-hour time difference from Miami and all that, it gets very confusing. The important thing, though, is the summer giveaway is wrapping up, but still underway. Still time for you to call this number and win.
800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO.
We want to introduce the North American VP and General Manager for CT Lab Global Media, the producers of CE Week, along with some partners, John Greco. John, welcome into Tomorrow. How you doing?
Well, thank you, Dave. It's a pleasure to be here. I love the format and been anxious to participate into Tomorrow.
Well, there you go. And now you're a veteran into Tomorrow. I just made that up even. But the fact is, you've got another great show. Last year was kind of a kickoff starting point. This year, we see some continued progress in a small show compared to some of the others that we've done around the world.
Right.
But it's growing, and that's what's cool. Tell everybody, first of all, about CT Lab.
Yes.
What is that? And then we'll get into what CE Week is all about and start setting the stage for the rest of today's broadcast.
Well, thank you. Yes, CT Lab, it is a joint entity between two companies, Messe Berlin and NAPCO. Your audience might be quite familiar with Messe Berlin. They produce the IFA events.
Oh, yes. Our audience is very familiar with IFA.
Yes, and it is coming up in this right after Labor Day.
Yes, September will be there, of course, our 17th year broadcasting from IFA. We're already reminding our audience to reserve the first couple of weekends of September for all that coverage.
So. Well, that's great.
And they're a great partner. I don't have to tell you that because they work with
partner.
You very well.
Yes. And I had the pleasure of meeting you, Dave, over at the their global press conference recently.
When I was playing moderator for that event, as a matter of fact, in Andalusia, Spain.
It was a nice location.
It was quite nice.
The venue was nice, and, of course, all the press was there. There was probably, I would say, 450 members
of the
press.
That they bring in from around the world.
Yes.
And this is a huge event. I've been playing moderator. I guess I'll keep doing it till they catch me.
Yeah.
But for all of their events, this was, I believe, year 13. You know, so they've done it for so many years in different parts, usually around the Mediterranean.
Yes.
Not a bad place to be visiting for most anybody around the world. We did it in Hong Kong once. That was because of a CE China connection.
But maybe we could have him do it in New York, sir.
You think?
Yeah.
Chris on our team has been trying to get him to do it in Miami because then we don't have to travel for a change. So,
yeah.
But
yeah, well, the press wouldn't have to travel if they did it in New York.
That's, well, a lot of them. But they bring them from Asia and all around Europe. And, I mean, everywhere around the world, that's a good point. But New York is an easy destination.
Yes.
It's just too expensive.
That is true.
I mean, I wouldn't wish that on them. Because,
yeah.
And they literally take over a hotel wherever we've been.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it was a Hyatt or a Marriott or something like that.
Yeah.
Becomes the IFA hotel.
And then and room, keys, everything.
Oh, yeah. It's all IFA.
Yeah.
And when that happens, that just tells you and tells us as journalists that these people are serious.
Yes.
And that's why I say that for them to be your partner now in CE Week, among other things, you know they know how to do it.
Yes.
And they do a fine job of putting on trade shows, especially as it relates to tech, which is how we've known them for all these years.
Right. And CE Week, I think the vision of Messe Berlin is to replicate a buying event here in Manhattan.
Sure.
Similar to what you see over in Berlin every year.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're making progress. This year, I think we struck a couple of strategic partnerships with MEA, for one, Mobile Electronics Association.
Okay, gotcha.
And another important announcement, which I think I sent to you, was the alliance that we did with Tech Up for Women.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a very large organization based in Connecticut, but I think they have 800,000 members
really?
In the U.S. and 80,000 right here in New York.
Whoa. And these are all women in technology.
Yes,
who are doing some really innovative and amazing things, and you're going to help us connect more with them even so that
that's right.
we can learn more for our audience.
That's right.
And our audience in the last couple of years has skewed a lot more in terms of participation and stuff to the ladies in the group. And
sure.
Because they're saying, hey, don't count us out.
Right.
You know, before Into Tomorrow, I was hosting a broadcast on technology at just one local radio station out of Miami. And the program director, who was an idiot, said, we're going to call it Toys for Boys. I said,
okay.
No, we're not. He goes, I'm the boss. Yes, we are. I went, wonderful. And right away, we lost half the audience because, you know, the
right.
ladies were saying, well, what about us?
Yeah.
We like tech. We're, I'm
right.
on a computer. I mean,
yeah.
this was 20 years ago, so there wasn't a lot of smartphones and,
yeah.
like, none. But, I mean, the other stuff we talked about, and it's like, you can't do that. So I would say on the air, welcome back to Toys for Boys and parenthetically Girls.
Right.
Just because I didn't want to kill the audience.
Exactly.
I would get the memo every Monday morning. That's not the name of the show. And, you know, I'm going to fire you. You know what? I tell you what. Fire me. I'm going to take the show national. We're going to change the name. We're going to be inclusive of everyone.
Uh-huh.
And the rest is history. So that was 24 years ago, actually now.
Yeah.
And it just blew me away how some people can be so closed-minded
uh-huh.
about anybody. It doesn't matter what sex you are.
Yes.
You can be innovative. You can
yes.
love technology. And I love the fact that with the group that you're working with now, the Tech Up for Women,
yes.
there's some amazing things going on.
Yes, there are.
And
in fact, they're doing an event here in November.
Are they?
Yeah, their
of
first
this year?
Their inaugural event, I believe. They may have done a smaller one, like a conference, but mm-hmm. they're here at the Javits Center in November. And
are they going to have exhibits and
yeah, oh, absolutely.
People showing product and,
yes.
and startups, I'm sure? And
yes.
We should get together and come here for that.
Yes, we should. Well, if all goes well, we might be even working more closely together. So you could
nice.
Come and at one time and address both audiences.
Because
yeah.
there is so much going on that's what's so neat about tech.
Yes.
You know, in our 24 years on the air, we've had a couple of people say, yeah, but don't you pretty much talk about everything available after 6 months? And then what? What? You know,
yeah.
we've never had a problem talking about new technology.
Sure.
And that's what makes this business so much fun.
Yes.
And especially with what you guys are doing with CT Lab and so yeah. forth, and now these new strategic partnerships.
Yep.
You know which way to go, and it's all Into Tomorrow.
It is Into Tomorrow.
So a lot of exhibitors here. You mentioned that we've got Connected Home and
yes.
a lot of things happening there. There's a lot of variety, too, and a lot of retailers,
yes,
buyers,
are.
Right, that
the
are meeting
are
with
here.
These people, and that's how business gets done. And they say, well, I've got a new product here. I would like you to sell it in your store, small,
mm-hmm.
big, or otherwise.
Yeah.
That's how we, and as consumers, get these products.
Absolutely. And last night, you were in attendance. Thank you very much. We had our kickoff last evening at the Stewart Hotel, and it was a retailer networking event. And we wanted to add something to, you know, just the schedule and the meetups.
So you added me.
I added you, but I also I just wanted to add a casual environment so people could have an opportunity to know each other a little bit better.
It was a nice dinner and networking opportunity.
Yeah, it wasn't speed dating, you know.
No, there was no swiping left or right. It was pass me the gravy, you know, whatever. Yeah. It was very good. And I mentioned to you even at this dinner, I said, John, there's only like a half a dozen people that I know here.
Yes.
But by the end of the dinner, I knew a lot more. And because it's just not the environment that we would normally be in terms of us covering tech, because there were retailers, right?
Yeah.
But that's what was cool about this. These are a group of people that are dedicated to say, our customers want the latest and the greatest, and the only way that's going to happen is for us to come to an event like CE Week and find them. Mm. And then make these deals with the manufacturers and these entrepreneurs who are doing some really cool things.
Absolutely.
So kudos to you and your team for making these things happen.
Yeah.
And of course, we invite our audience to visit ctlab.media. Interesting domain name there.
It is.
Why didn't we get that when they were available? Maybe somebody doesn't have it.
Do you like the dot media?
I do. I think it's kind of clever.
Yes.
Although the dot com, hey, you know, you got the dot com, you're covered.
That's true.
You got the www thing. We're on the interwebs.
Right.
You know? John Greco is the North American Vice President and General Manager for CT Lab and the folks producing, along with our friends from IFA, CE Week. So we invite you to also visit ceweekny.com, I believe.
Yes,
it is. In addition to ctlab.media. We'll get you there when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. John, thanks for kicking off the broadcast. We'll make way now to talk to many of these exhibitors here on your show floor over the next 3 hours.
Well, very good, Dave. And be sure to grab some of our speakers, too. We've got some great speakers in the conference program.
Will do.
We've got the launch of 5G and smart cities. So some good content that you could interview.
We'll do it. So do stay tuned as Into Tomorrow continues from New York City. I'm Dave Graveline at CE Week here on the Advanced Media Network.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 800-785-7512. 800-785-7512. That's 800-785-7512.
Before we get back to our recent coverage of CE Week out of New York City, and as we're preparing and doing interviews even now in Berlin, Germany for IFA, stay tuned, that all starts next week. We want to remind you that the summer giveaway is wrapping up, but still underway, and you have an opportunity to call in and participate. Don't hesitate, because if you've got a question about anything you hear on today's show, or have any question about anything involving consumer tech, let us solve those digital dilemmas for you, because we'd love to hear from you at this number, by the way.
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. Text the word radio to 35,000 for more information. Again, text the word radio to 35,000.
Our next guest here at CE Week in New York City on Into Tomorrow has shipped over 38 million headphones. And they're aiming to become the preeminent global audio brand. I think they're off to a very good start. the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for a company called One More. The number One More is Mike Sexton. Mike, welcome into Tomorrow. How you doing, sir?
Doing all right. Good to be here.
And we're glad to have you. And as well, you should be doing all right, because you've got some really unique things for us as consumers at very affordable prices. First, tell me a little bit about the company One More.
Yeah, so One More, we do audiophile quality headphones at affordable prices. So affordable luxury is one of the thoughts that we try to bring forward.
Gotcha. And a lot of companies have some really good earbuds and headphones, and they charge you really good for them. But again, hey, the quality's there, wonderful. You know, a lot of earbuds now coming in a nice little charging case, and you just, right, you're really good to go. But tell me about what you're introducing here at CE Week.
Yeah, so the product we're very excited about right now is our new Stylish True Wireless product. So you get that true wireless experience, no wires, no neckband, the thing that everyone's looking for today, and amazing sound, amazing battery life, very comfortable, very good looking, just really a solid product all the way around. $99 price point.
$99 for these?
$99.
I mean, these are the same things that we've done a lot of giveaways on the show over the last couple of years, for example, where they're $300, $400, which is amazing.
Right.
How do they compare? Because we haven't had a chance to test them ourselves yet, but I'll bet you can make that happen.
Yeah, no,
how
absolutely
do they compare with those that are $300?
Yeah, so like I said, we do audiophile quality sound. So that is our primary focus. All of our products are tuned by a Grammy Award-winning producer named Luca Bignardi. And Luca works with our engineering team to design the components, make sure that all the products are tuned and sound amazing.
You guys are taking this seriously.
Very
it's not
seriously.
Like we're going to be like a whole bunch of others and here's some earbuds. You really get in depth.
Right. Yeah. And that sound is very important to us. And so you're going to spend $200, $300, $400 at least to get the same quality of sound that you get from us at $99.
Whoa. Why don't they sell them for $99, these other people? It's good that they don't, because now you've got a great market.
Right.
But seriously, if they're the same kind of sound quality, are we being ripped off?
Well, so we have an advantage that we design and develop our own componentry. Mm. And we also manufacture our own products. So we have that vertical integration, which is definitely an advantage from a cost perspective. We also produce products for a lot of other brands through our ODM business. And that gives us the economies of scale that enable us to bring products in our own brand to market at very affordable prices.
So in a sense, you almost kind of compete sometimes with your own products under different names, but that's their marketing, their sales, they're happy, everybody's good and realizes the quality. But it certainly affords you the opportunity to say, hey, we have consumers too. We have our own customers want them.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we are a global brand that sells all over the world and really trying to build our presence in the U.S., get the name out there, and allow people to hear our products and see what we're all about.
Well, being on Into Tomorrow certainly won't hurt. So that's another good thing. Tell me about the other items that we're showing here at CE Week.
So the other one I want to talk about is our famous triple driver. So if people know One More, they know our triple driver. This product has been in the market in the U.S. for about 3.5 years. And you can see kind of the packaging that comes with it. Very nice, high quality. Everyone loves the graphics in the inside of the box.
Yeah, look at this. I mean, it's giving you all the details about why this is so important and the tech behind it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Goes into a lot of detail. The package includes 9 different sets of tips, both silicon and foam tips, so that you can get a perfect fit for your ears.
We're all different. Human. Yep, we all have different ears.
Yeah. Right. So we want that experience to be outstanding. This product sells for $79.99. 3 drivers in there. 2 balanced armatures and a dynamic driver, which gives you that acoustic specialization for amazing sound.
Wow. And at $79, this is truly wild. So, and it comes in a really nice, presentable case, too, I might add.
Absolutely.
I mean, you don't spare any expense even to make sure it's presented well.
That's right. And another product we're very proud of that's been on the market recently here in the last few months is our dual driver, but with active noise canceling. Mm. So if you're flying on an airplane or you're in a busy environment, a commuter on a train, et cetera, that active noise canceling is very important. And it comes with this nice, flexible, surgical-grade neck band.
Oh, nice. So it's not a rigid thing that's uncomfortable on your neck. It's conforming to your neck.
Conforms to your neck. It's very comfortable. You can leave it on all day long if you want, and it's not going to hurt you. When you get done, stuff it in your bag, all good.
It's going to handle the abuse of shoving it in your bag.
Exactly.
And the earbuds are here, and they're going to do their job for you, and they're obviously of similar quality. And those listening on the radio, have no fear. All of our interviews at CE Week are also on video. You've got to come and see these one more headphones, earbuds, and all the goodies that Mike is showing and talking about. And what does the red, cute little red bear have to do with
just
anything?
Just a cute little red bear.
Okay.
And everybody loves the bear, so we always bring him along for
the ride. It looks like the Berlin bears that we've seen over the years. That's kind of cute, too. What's next for you guys then? I mean, you're doing some pretty unique things, but I'll bet there's something hopefully you can share with us into tomorrow.
Yeah, so we have a full line of headphones, everything from a $14.99 entry-level replacement wired set up to our over-ear $199 triple driver. Over-ears are amazing sound out of those things.
Wow.
Studio grade. We did an event a while back at the Grammys, and a lot of musicians came through and said, these are the most amazing sounding headphones that I've ever heard in a consumer product. They sound the closest to studio monitors that I've seen.
Nice. So, I can hear the gamers in our audience too saying, what about gaming? Do you do any gaming headphones?
We do. We have our Spearhead VR and VRX over-ear gaming headphones. The VRX has the Waves NX head tracking technology.
Those
are pretty cool. So
yes.
If you're a serious gamer, that'll actually improve your gaming. Because you're able to turn your head to one side and hear people coming from that direction or the other and hear people coming from that direction even better. So that's pretty cool. And then we have a Bluetooth version as well that's more for the mobile gamer.
Yeah, sure.
So,
sure.
A real full line of headphones.
Well, it sounds like it. And earbuds and just the greatest stuff and Red Bears. Don't forget the Red Bear. You have got to visit their site as well. The number one more, M-O-R-E, one more. .com. And, of course, we'll link you there when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. Mike, you're a delight to chat with, and I can tell we've got to talk more frequently. I'm going to make sure we snag some at some point.
Sure.
I'll put you on the spot for some on-air giveaways and talk more about one more.
Absolutely. We'll get you one more set of headphones.
Oh, very fine. So it's as if he's never done that before. Intotomorrow.com for more. And, of course, onemore.com for all their full line of goodies. We'll get you there, too. Again, visit us. We're going to continue with more from New York City and CE Week. I'm Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow on the Advanced Media Network.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113.
While we are busy right now in Berlin, Germany, recording interviews to present to you beginning next week as our IFA special continues, I want to remind you that even though it's wrapping up, there's still time.
The Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway.
Yeah, well, it's been well underway, but as I mentioned, wrapping up now, but there's still time for you to call in and win stuff. And how about some of my love handles?
Yeah, you got to love those.
Yes.
From a company called Love Handles, are custom Into Tomorrow smartphone grips. Get ready to love your phone.
From Directed, how would you like the ultimate Viper security remote smart start system for your vehicle? Well, Directed, big-time friends of the show, sent us 10 of them, valued at $800 each. Now, installation is not included, but we will help connect you with a 12-volt dealer nearby you that can give you a quote and help you out, or you can do it yourself if you're so inclined, but call in and maybe you want to win one of the smart starts.
Do you have kids in a car seat? Do your fingers get all pinched? Well, Unbuckle Me has sent us some of their products that make kids' car seat buckles easy.
Yeah, very cool. Nautilus, the Bowflex people. How about a Selectech 560 set of dumbbells? In fact, it's a bundle. These are the world's first smart dumbbells. They actually have a brain, and they include a 4.1 adjustable bench and stand with a media rack. Whoa, worth $837 from them.
From Silent Beacon, a few of their personal safety wearable devices.
From WeBoost, their DriveSleek single-user vehicle cell phone signal booster worth $200. They sent several of those. Or their $500 multi-user vehicle cell phone signal booster.
From Yi Technologies, Cami indoor cameras, outdoor cameras, and a smart home security starter kit.
So the idea is, even though a lot of the stuff is already gone because, well, I don't know why you didn't wait the whole summer, but call in because we still have several items left. No promises, no guarantees, but mention two or three, maybe four or five of the items that we mentioned, or they're all listed at intotomorrow.com, and we'll do our best to still get one of those to you when your call airs. You don't have to qualify. You don't have to remember some goofy name that pays or phrase or none of that nonsense. Just let us hear you on the air at
800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO.
Our next guest runs a collaborative technology hub created for the advancement of women. And, of course, a good portion, I'd venture to say more than half of our audience these days, are made up of women who love technology. And that's what it's all about. She is the founder of Tech Up for Women, Dawn Pratt. Dawn, welcome into tomorrow. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. And it's great that we could meet up here at CE Week in New York, because from what I've learned, you have one incredible organization of a lot of ladies who are into tech.
We have everyone as a potential to attend and be part of our Tech Up for Women platform. It's for the advancement and how to stay relevant and tech up your career. And that is an ongoing mission for all of us, including men.
Of course. And I'm thank you for including us, because absolutely. But Tech Up for Women is probably giving some due finally to a lot of the ladies in the audience as well that not only love tech, but are also innovators, entrepreneurs, folks that maybe have some great ideas. Do you have like startup companies involved? And tell me a little bit more about your membership.
It's so exciting. It's a B2B event for all women.
So business to business.
Business to business for all women in every industry to tech up. However, in addition, we have a whole startup side, because as this has evolved, this will be our third year.
Nice.
We have found that women fall short. And by the way, as a side note, we get many men saying, just call it Tech Up. And we respond.
No, you deserve it.
We would like to call
women.
It just Tech Up.
Yeah.
But we're trying to level the playing fields in so many areas. So startups would be one of them. Mm-hmm. Women only get less than 2% of the startup money.
No.
Out there. So
who do I slap around to fix that? Because that's crazy. So, and yet some of the women have some of the best ideas. Some of the ladies that are saying, hey, why aren't we doing this? You know what? I'm going to come up with a product that will solve that need. And they're getting only 2% of the startup money?
It's crazy. It actually went down to 1.7 this past year. So we can't understand that. So our mission also is to help women in startups find resources on our pages on how to create a business, how to have confidence skills, negotiation skills, influencing skills, as well as learning how to integrate technology into your tech startup to advance yourself. So that's one area. But our primary area really is women in business and how to launch. You know, so many women get stuck in their jobs. We have a lot of engineers that attend our event, and their whole thing is that they get stuck in their engineering box and need to learn new technology to advance themselves out of it.
So it might be an old, overused term, but you help them, no doubt, think outside that box, right?
Absolutely.
And say there are Absolutely. Opportunities. Take yeah. advantage of them.
So our platform, our annual conference, we have 50 speakers getting on and off our stage in quick 5-minute, 7-minute, as well as panels, but get on and off and introduce new technology, how they use it, how you could use it in your business career. So super fun. big networking collaboration. We have a trade show as well. And our goal is to provide a resource for women to learn ways to tech up.
And this event takes place here at the Javits Center in New York City in November.
November 19th. So we're really excited about it. We outgrew the Metropolitan, had standing room only this past November.
Good
so we
problem.
Moved to bigger space.
Yes.
So really great. And we have 44 associations with us, you know, from the Anita Borg Institute, Grace Hopper, to American Society of Civil Engineers, to the National Education Robotics Education Foundation. So we have so many different types of cybersecurity, women in cybersecurity, healthcare, well, lots of healthcare, emerging technologies for healthcare, emerging technologies for security, as well as cybersecurity. Really so many areas of big data, what to do. All these companies have big data, and so many people just don't know. They almost have too much information now and how to use it.
What to do with it.
What to do with it.
Now we just need some of these money folk to come up with more than 1.5% or 2%. So these women can actually take their ideas and move them into tomorrow.
Exactly. And that's really fun to see, to be able to just provide a platform for women to find resources to do that and find money. So, and our companies that are participating with us, we have 124 sponsoring companies. Our core ones are Pfizer, United Technologies, SAP.
Nice. They got some big players here.
The big players. So I'm hoping they'll help also a little bit of chipping away at a lot of these startup tech ideas.
Yeah. Dawn, you're a delight to chat with.
Thank you so much.
I am so thrilled that you're doing what you are doing and helping so many people. And we'd love to continue to help you promote it.
Great. Look forward to seeing you in November.
Okay, well, now we're committed. All right, Chris, mark your calendar. We got to be back here in November. TechUpForWomen.com. I'm Dave Graveline. We'll meet you at IntoTomorrow.com, where you can see all the interviews on video from CE Week. And we'll continue from New York City right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-855-380-4220. 1-855-380-4220. That's 1-855-380-4220. Attorney Advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Scranton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
Before we get back to our recent coverage of CE Week in New York City, while we're doing interviews in Berlin to present to you starting next week, at least 2-3 weeks worth of coverage from Berlin, so do not miss a minute of those interviews. Oh, and all on video, too, so you can see the products we're talking about. I want to remind you that if you don't already receive our free once-a-week tech newsletter, why not? It really is easy. We don't share your email address with anyone. We don't spam you. It's a double opt-in program, but when you visit us at intotomorrow.com, the little box pops up, hopefully, and you put your email address only in there, and then watch for a subsequent email, because then you click that, and you're in. Because, again, we don't spam anyone, so we are fair, and we don't share your email with anyone else either.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by Dexcom. Always know where your glucose is headed and how fast, and you might need them after you hear this next interview. Visit Dexcom.com. That's DEXCOM.com.
Here at CE Week in New York, we thank you for tuning in to Tomorrow. And yeah, I am Dave Graveline. One of the cool visuals we've run across on this exhibit floor are Dan Cakes, pancake art. And our next guest is certainly showing some very cool opportunities here. He's allegedly now, and I begin to see it coming together, making a pancake out of my face, or maybe using my face to make a pancake, something like that. Dan Drake is the co-founder of Dan Cakes, art you can eat. Dan, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Sure. As we, those listening on the radio, have no fear, especially if you're driving, don't take your eyes off the radio when I say, look at this. But come by intotomorrow.com. Check out the video of all the radio interviews here at CE Week from the Javits Center in New York this week. But also, you've got to see this, especially to see if it comes out. So far, so good. But I'm curious about how you're using multiple colors of, I'm assuming, pancake mix, yeah?
Yes, it's all, so all everything I have in these bottles here is, we start with just a plain base of pancake batter, and we pour it into the individual bottles and add a couple of drops of gel color, which is just like professional food coloring.
Oh, okay. It's, so the kind of stuff you'd see on a cake or something, edible. Yeah.
It's food safe. It's vegetable based. And you can use, like, they have just about any color in the rainbow. And so you can mix as many colors as you want. The palette I have here is mostly optimized for portraits and logos and that sort of a thing. But basically, I just make myself, I think of it like I make myself a box of crayons, and then I draw it directly onto the griddle.
And you do, of course, more than just people's faces, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Our policy at Dan Cakes is that we will draw anything people want as long as it won't get us in trouble.
Oh, very good.
So, you know.
A good qualifier.
Kind of sets the bar somewhere so we don't accidentally overshoot that.
Yeah.
But yeah, like when I first started doing this, it was never really going to be like a professional gig. And I kind of embodied the philosophy of, if I try it, I can learn how to do it, even if I don't do it well.
I see.
I showed you a little earlier that we have that little, like our company motto is, mistakes are delicious.
Oh, very good. So even if you were to mess up not only my face, but any other art you're trying to create, which as an artist, you probably don't mess up often, but I would be trying to make something and say, well, that didn't work out, but pass me the syrup anyway.
That, you know, it actually does, especially with, because pancake is such a strange medium where, like, you can't really see how it's going to look until it's flipped and all these sorts of, there's all kinds of considerations that I mess up plenty, you know, like, but a lot of times just because of the novelty of it. I mean, people enjoy it one way or another, and that's why we like to say mistakes are delicious. Like, one of the cool things about this medium is that, like, you don't have to hold yourself to this superhuman standard of being perfect, because the joy of it comes from the fact that you're making art out of food. Like, how cool
True.
Is that? And when you watch the process, you kind of see that it looks bizarre, because, like, you draw, like, it's not like the order of operations.
It looked like my face was coming into shape until now, because you've added so many more colors.
When you color it in, you cover up the lines you've already drawn, because the final product is on the other side.
And I'm noticing now bubbles, which would, of course, pop up when you're making good pancakes.
Absolutely.
And you know that
your face is cooking.
My face is I wonder what that heat was. My face is cooking, and the bubbles are popping up. So really, the reveal is going to be momentarily, I'm guessing, when you flip me.
Once I finish, so I've just filled in your hair there, and I'm going to turn the temperature up
a little bit. Not nearly enough gray, but thanks.
So I'm going to
Now he's adding some more gray.
I'm going to do an outline here.
Okay.
And that sort of, it makes the pancake pop a little bit more and holds it all together. But now, once
I tell you what, I'm smelling good.
Yes, indeed.
I'm smelling this pancake
mix.
We
like to pitch ourselves as the only business where you can eat your own face and not end up in the hospital.
Oh, geez. That's a good thing, by all means. While you're cooking my pancake, let's take a quick break. And don't worry, we're going to make sure that you see the reveal. I'm very curious to see if this even comes out right. Not that Dan's not a good pancake artist, but hey, I don't know what my face is going to look like. And then, is it edible? We'll find out after we take a quick break. More from New York City and the Javits Center here on the Advanced Media Network.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
As promised, we're going to have more with Dan Drake from Dan Cakes. Oh, my gosh, and were those things tasty, so don't miss a minute of that. But as you hear this, we are in Berlin, Germany, recording interviews, including on video, because we want to show you all the cool products from IFA in Berlin. And we hope that you don't miss a minute of those shows starting 1 week from today. Or if you're listening to the podcast at the end of this one, it will be the next podcast for you. So you can enjoy that by all means. Meantime, the summer giveaway is still happening, and all you need to do is call in. You can even call in through our IFA Berlin coverage and qualify. You'll win goodies just when your call gets actually heard on the air. And it's very easy. You can call 24/7 to this number.
800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO.
As we continue bringing you further into tomorrow from the Javits Center in New York City, I'm Dave Graveline. It's CE Week, another IFA global event. Thank you for tuning into the program. We are in the middle of watching my face turn into a pancake, or vice versa, however that works. And you certainly want to check the video out. Dan Drake is with us, co-founder of Dan Cakes. Visit dancakes.com, just like it sounds. Special griddle and bottles for pancake art by pancake artists, and you too can be one. And now tell me about the bottles, because this is part of what you will sell to consumers, right? Are the bottles something special? I mean, they're squeeze bottles with a top on it, a little...
Yeah,
how would you
really
describe
makes,
them on the radio?
What makes the bottle special? And these are not the actual final bottle. These are like a prototype we've been working on for like down the road.
Prototype bottles, okay.
Yeah, the bottles that are actually going to be in the kit are a little smaller than this, but they have a... They're basically designed to be comfortable. One of the things, there's a lot of squeeze bottles on the market that we've experimented with that, like, over time, it just kind of wears your wrist down, wears your muscles
down. Yeah, you shouldn't be getting making pancakes.
Right.
Yeah.
And the bottle tips are also, they're melt resistant, so that if there's any residual heat on your griddle, because you'll notice that I was drawing while it was still on.
Yeah.
Then it won't melt shut or anything like that. So,
gotcha.
The bottles themselves are designed for pancake art, and they have fine tips to make it so you can make fine details, just like you're drawing with a pen or something.
Sure.
And then there's also a larger bottle that comes with a kit that's a fill bottle to help you fill the smaller bottles faster without needing like a funnel or something like that.
And what you mentioned that you'll provide an art handbook.
Yes.
For those of us who are not anywhere near being an artist.
Absolutely.
But really the ability to say, take your time, here's what you do, and probably turn us into pancake artists.
Soon you can call yourself
a pancake artist.
I'm
noticing,
too,
on the, I guess, the thermostat heat element deal, it actually says cook and draw.
Yes, sir. It's the draw and cook gauge.
The draw and cook gauge. Oh, I'm getting the impression you're about to flip me.
Indeed I am.
Let me get my own phone ready for a picture. Not as if Julio's taking a bunch and Chris is shooting video. You got to see this at intotomorrow.com. If you're not already watching the video, come on up and let's take some pictures of the flip and the reveal.
Okay, I'm going
right,
to flip it to the camera,
Dan
right?
Dan Cakes. Yeah,
all right.
By all means.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Nice. Oh, my gosh. Okay, folks, you have to see this. If you're driving, don't look at the radio. But just come and check it out. Would you guys say that's me?
Younger you.
A younger me. This Julio, a younger me. Guess what? He's off the riser now. He's falling off the riser, younger me. Dan, that's pretty awesome. And the fact that you were, I mean, it didn't look anything like me toward the latter half because,
right.
you, like you said, you're covering up the lines. As soon as you flip me, though, there's a Dave pancake. Now, yeah, pass the syrup because that's awesome.
Indeed.
Oh, my gosh. That's too bad you can't, like, freeze dry it and we'll take it and hang it in the studio or something. But now the next step, obviously, is you plate it.
Indeed.
Like any good chef would do, and it's ready to be edible.
To be consumed.
Look at this. Check this out. And right next to my face, what do you think? Pretty good likeness. I've never seen me in pancake before, other than, you know, TV pancake, which I gave up years ago. Nothing helps. But that is awesome, Dan. And Dan Cakes, of course, you want more information and you want to become a pancake artist. It's very easy. DanCakes.com. And, of course, we're going to link you there, too, when you hit us up at IntoTomorrow.com. Dan, thanks so much for joining us on Into Tomorrow. And you've got a cool thing, and we love talking about cool things. And check out my face as we head further into tomorrow from CE Week here at the Javits Center in New York City. I'm Dave Braveline here on the Advanced Media Network.